Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody, this is Devin.
And Kate.
Welcome to Med Crimes.
We're going to do this again.
Part 2. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Some things happened. Some things went down.
We're crying. We're getting over it.
So Devin and I work really hard to get together and research these things really meticulously and to really try to put out a great product. And when we wrap on recording something, it's such like a, oh, that's great. And, you know, we did great. And then like the editing happens and we post it. And so we had kind of like a catastrophic technical failure.
Monumental.
Here. It was really bad. So we lost essentially a huge part, almost half of the original file after we recorded the episode, and it was heartbreaking, and we tried everything. We spent a lot of time with our magical secret producer even coming in and trying to recover it, but in the end we found that the file was just corrupt and absolutely unusable. So our only solution...
The word corrupt now hurts differently.
It does. Like, it hits
I'll say, that guy's corrupted.
Yeah.
Well, now it hurts.
Now it hurts. So our only option was then to re-record this episode. So here we are, we're gonna do this again.
This story is certainly one that has to be shared. Like, we can't just like say whatever, I guess we lost that storyline, because, you know, so you and I were talking, we want to give you guys a genuine product.
Absolutely.
But one of the things that we like about our show the most is that the other person has no idea what's going on.
But now I do, because
But now she does, because we've already gone through this. And let me tell you, when we left the other night, a couple things happened. One, I was excited I didn't have to talk about this douchebag again.
Here we are.
And then now two was... Damn, Kate, like, it was just, you were on fire.
I was literally on fire, because as you will come to see in this episode as you listen, it is a maddening, infuriating person that we're going to be talking about, and you are going to just want to punch something when you hear it, and that's how I felt. And now it's just going to, it's not really going to be quite the same.
Kate and I have we've come to the theory that Carl Tanzler has, like, haunted us, and he's just like, fuck you bitches for making fun of me.
He did this.
I'm screwing with
you. I know
you.
He did this.
Or I had a secret thought of... Kate's just like, damn it, Devin, you haven't done an episode in a while. I'm going to make you do this bitch twice.
No, I swear. Believe me, I was panting and wheezing, panicking in front of my computer. Like, how am I going to tell Devin that I just lost half of her episode and that I can't fix it? And she's been so gracious. It's just been such a day.
Yep. You know? I think that's the whole mom thing in me, where it's just like, you take what you've been told and then you just move on.
I mean,
like,
what can you
roll
do
with it,
right?
There's
what
nothing.
Can we do? What we can do is get together again and do this
so
again.
So here we are.
Here we are.
It is the evening of every other Tuesday.
We're really sorry for the delay.
I think you guys will hopefully hear this tomorrow, so that we're only, what, 24 hours late?
Only 24 hours is what we're hoping for. Yes.
Bear with us. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks, everybody. So without further ado, first, we have some Patreons.
We do. So we have Jean Gaines.
Wow. We have gained another friend.
I love that even better the second time. She said it the first time.
Did I?
Yeah,
no.
You did. Yeah, you did.
It wasn't original this time?
No.
Oh.
You don't remember? Okay, anyway.
I remember what we said about Dahlia Murray.
Yeah, Dahlia Murray.
Somehow we got on the conversation of, like, boutique bags.
Yes.
And I think we compared you to an Hermes Birkenbag.
Absolutely.
So, Dahlia, you're still a Birkenbag. I don't remember how we got on the subject, but I do remember saying that about you.
Okay, and then Jean Gaines, back to you. You, I believe, were a really fancy Chanel bag, like the all-black sparkly clutch with the big C on the front, the gold C
sexy.
On the front. I know, it's real saucy. And then we have one more, Victoria Vieira.
Oh, welcome, Victoria.
Hey,
see, this
Victoria.
Was also meant to be because, Victoria, you are new to us since we recorded this original episode.
Absolutely.
So now we get to acknowledge you sooner than
Yay.
Planned.
So, welcome. Victoria, you are a Louis Vuitton bag.
You are Queen
bag.
Victoria.
Yes, you are Queen Victoria. You're also a Louis Vuitton bag, but not the one with all the Louis Vuitton symbols all over it, because those are going out of style. You're like a stylish, understated Louis Vuitton bag. And welcome.
That's more futuristic.
It was really specific.
Stylish and understated. Mm-hmm. I want to be stylish yet understated.
You are.
I am. Huh? So, Howard Schneider. He is known as the... So I think now, you know, we're not going to have Kate's like, what the fuck?
I'm going to shudder a lot, though. And I
think you're going to shudder.
I'm going
to
gag.
And now that you've had a few days to process, like, you can give us the more rational...
Yeah,
the
rational...
Hell.
Yes, the
right?
rational...
Is there
what
a rational side of that?
I don't know if there's any being rational. I don't.
Yeah. There's no... Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Howard Schneider... He is known as the sadistic villain of dentistry.
This is literally awful. Should we...
Oh, yes. Trigger warning. Thank you. Go ahead.
Blanket.
You know what's in here now,
I do.
So go ahead.
Blanket trigger warning for this episode. This heavily involves children and horrific, graphic, botched dental procedures on children. And for me, I was cringing and writhing and like totally holding my pearls in agony and shock. So if that's not your bag, skip ahead to the next.
It'll be out in 13 days.
Yes, it will.
Since this is one, you know, one day late. So Kate had done a little promo photo to just say like what was up and coming. And the title, the very first sentence that I had of this was fuck him and fuck this monster. And I kept that in there
that
because he really
rings.
Is the biggest monster. You do not have nicknames of Dentist the Menace.
Oh, God.
Dentist Practice Tree with House of Horrors without being a monster.
He's actually the worst. It's actually the worst.
So I did not research. I mean, I did a little bit to just see what I could find when it came to be too difficult. I just decided, you know what? It doesn't matter. I tried to look up his early life, his education, what brought him to where we are now. And it was challenging to find. And just in what was going on that's in the base of this story, I was just like, I don't fucking care
right.
who your parents were. I don't care where, you know, I don't care.
Don't matter. He's a psycho all by himself.
Your troubles in your early life don't justify any of this.
No, God, no. Nope.
He had his dental practice for 45 years. He was in Jacksonville, Florida. He was one of the only dentist areas, very few, that accepted Medicaid payments. So
Right. This
stood out because a lot of his patients were children of low-income households.
How sad is that?
I think we had discussed the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, what people like, they don't always understand. And Medicaid is a state program, and every state has its own details on what income is qualified for low income enough for Medicaid. So it's a government program, but it's determined by the states and is run and funded by the states. Whereas Medicare truly is government,
right.
The federal government,
right?
And it is a national program. And one of the biggest differences is the amount that you're reimbursed. Medicaid does not pay providers heavily,
right?
You're not going to get wealthy off of just taking Medicaid. You know, if you're only a Medicaid, you obviously have to take private pay or Medicare or other private insurances,
right?
Exactly. So, but the fact that he was one of the only ones in the area that took Medicaid meant that he could get patients that other dentists couldn't. So
right.
It helped to grow his business because
sure.
he could reach a population that other people didn't have access to.
and this population tend to be more of the underserved.
Correct.
Right? So, and we find that a lot of the time, you know, people that are underserved are often preyed upon because it's, you know, people that do bad things often feel that these people are so easy to victimize. They're so much easier.
Or they don't have the resources to take me down.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. It's so
they're
sad.
They're not intelligent. You know, there's just all these things that might come with the that stigma.
Exactly.
But in December, so he ran his practice for 45 years, but in December of 2014, he met his match. Mm-hmm. He did. He came across a mother that you don't fuck with her.
We love her.
Yeah, we do. So Brandy Motley brought her daughter Brielle to Dr. Schneider when she was 6 years old. And it's because of Brandy that we're having this discussion. She brought everything to light. So after the dentist appointment with her daughter Brielle, a whole slew of things happened, but she posted the experience on Facebook. Right. And this was in 2014. So she posted this to her social media, and within the first hour, it was shared over 2,000 times.
That's incredible.
So it, viral, that's like incredible. Immediately.
Yes.
It was just because that's how astounding this was.
Right.
So Brielle was brought in for a dentist appointment where she was supposed to have one tooth pulled. That was a fact. She mm-hmm. needed to have one taken out, but she came out with a mouthful of gauze and missing 7 baby teeth.
Oh, God, I can't.
Brandy, her mother, was not allowed in the room.
Huge red flag.
Oh, huge.
My heart.
But again, no judgment onto the mothers because we're all doing our best. We all make decisions in the moment that we think are the best.
And you also trust your healthcare provider to do the right thing. You know what I mean?
You took an oath.
Yes.
Yes. Brandy was in the waiting room for 3 hours.
Oh my God, 3 hours.
3 hours. Her daughter was behind in one of the procedural rooms where Brandy assumed she was getting one tooth pulled. When Brielle had come out, one of the staff members had told Brandy that there had been a quote unquote accident.
Oh my God, this kills me. It kills me.
Brielle was noted. She was screaming, crying, hyperventilating. She had an egg and a bruise to her forehead.
Like,
this is all like what is seen immediately.
Immediately.
She sees an egg to her forehead. Her daughter's hysterical.
I would lose it. I would lose it. What the fuck, guys? What happened?
She immediately took her daughter to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. She's like, we are getting you checked out. On the way there, she had noted that Brielle had taken all the gauze out of her mouth. And that's when Brandy saw that there was, I don't know if she knew at that moment there was 7, but she saw multiple teeth missing. Top
7
and bottom.
Missing
all,
teeth.
Essentially almost the whole front of her mouth. Oh. Those teeth were gone.
She was supposed to get one tooth pulled, you mm-hmm. guys. One tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And then the parts that come now, like what happened at the emergency room and what was found, is even so much more alarming. The emergency room immediately called DCYF. You know, they see a child like this.
Of course.
They were called. Handprints were noted to her neck.
Like they literally were holding her down by her neck.
And so like, forcefully, fuck. Handprints were left.
I cannot even imagine the rage.
And Brielle had told them, she told the doctors, at 6 years old, she told the doctor she had been choked.
Oh my God. So Brielle said that.
Yes.
Brielle said I was choked.
At 6 years old.
What the hell happened in that room to that poor kid?
What's even worse is that she was also noted, so she had a facial fracture from her nose. So I'm like drawing like a line here to show like it was from her nose through her eye socket. So like all the way under like where you would see like a black eye, whole facial fracture there.
I mean, she would have had to be hit with so much force in the face.
I can't imagine how you get a fracture of that kind.
I mean, my kids
and I can't
throw
picture
things.
You
know what I mean? Like, I've been hit in the face by, like, stuff and never mm-hmm. broken my eye socket
right.
and my nose.
Right.
Can you imagine the force that would have had to be used to literally fracture this little girl's face during a dental appointment?
No.
Oh, my God.
I started to be like, well, maybe they did. No.
There is nothing medically sound that could have happened in that room that would have caused that.
The police were at the emergency room. Brandy had called the police when she was on her way.
Yep.
Then the emergency room was what had called DCYF. And unfortunately, because it was like medical accusations based upon the dentist and whatnot and how the story was, the police said that they couldn't do anything about it. They could not investigate. It had to go like through medical boards.
Which to me, I do get, but also she was obviously choked. Like there was medically evidence that she was choked and then beaten.
You're
in
seeing
the face.
Assault to the child.
This is an assault. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
As a mother, I can't imagine a police officer saying that to me if I had to be in that terrible situation with my kids.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I cannot even imagine. Can't even fathom.
So, obviously, Brandy was just infuriated. Uh-huh. At this moment, there was nothing else that she could do other than be there for Brielle. Legally, there was nothing. The police said this has to be through a board. So, the mother Brandy just has to take her home in a rage and be like, what the hell? So that's when she took it to Facebook and she posted the pictures of the missing teeth and she put up the pictures, her statement, and that's when it just took off.
That is so, so discouraging. Can you imagine like the feeling of helplessness in that situation?
No.
Like, are you kidding me? No one's going to help me here. My child was brutally assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
I
by a physician.
Yeah.
A medical provider.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So once this happened and it's out there on social media, so many other families were coming out with like their experiences with that office and like, oh, I thought I was the only one. No one would listen to me. I had watched an interview and one of the mothers was incredibly heartbreaking because this mother, her name is Amanda Berry. So she is deaf and her son is deaf and partially blind.
Oh, God.
She brought her son to see Dr. Schneider. And he again went to the procedure room without her. And the most heartbreaking part in her interview that she talks about is that she was not able to hear him scream.
Oh, God. How?
She doesn't have that physical capability to hear him when everyone else in the office knows what's going on. And the mother's just like sitting there like
just waiting patiently,
waiting for him to come out.
Having no idea that her poor little boy is in such distress.
I watched this part of the interview a few times. I kept pausing and typing because I wanted to get the son's words exact. But so her son, he's signing in this interview.
Right,
because
he's deaf.
And someone's interpreting for him. And he signs, I was sad because I was scared and screaming and you weren't there. But now I'm happy because I'm not alone or scared and we're together.
Oh, my God. That is so heartbreaking. That is so heartbreaking.
I can't
this
even.
Poor family.
No, I don't know. I feel for that mother. Like, even if you could hear, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you could hear. But she was essentially oblivious
the entire time.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
Another woman, Sarah Phillips, took her 2-year-old son, Mason, to Dr. Schneider after he had fallen off his bike and cracked 2 front teeth.
Oh, no.
He came out of Dr. Schneider's office missing 4 teeth. There was no consultation on that decision. She didn't know that he was even going to pull the first 2 teeth. It's just they were cracked and, hey, I'm bringing my child to a dentist to check it out, fix, what can you do?
Right. So where was the consent?
And then
that
he comes out
for
missing
this.
4.
Right. Mm-hmm. And where was the informed consent on
there
this
wasn't
procedure?
One. There wasn't one. He just decided that you're a minor and I'm going to do what I want and I don't have to ask your parents' permission. He had come out of the office after follow-ups and whatever. He had bruises around his neck, gauze around his lower teeth, So even though, again, he'd come in for work on his uppers that were cracked, he was taken to his pediatrician, again, because of how startled the mother was of his condition yes. when he came out. So they had this follow-up appointment, and the pediatrics office was startled, and they stated that the they had discovered a scalpel slice from ear to ear on his gum line.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I just inside of his mouth.
How many times I hear it. It's just so unsettling. Like, can you imagine how that must have felt with no anesthesia, no pain medication?
Honey, I don't want to know how it felt with all of that stuff.
Exactly.
Being
my
awake.
God.
You could be numb to shit and not feel a thing and then be awake knowing what they're doing.
God.
No. No, 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 no. And then again, you're a child. Did I say his age? Two years old.
Oh, my God. You're like a baby.
That's my son's age tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. I can't.
Ugh. So Sarah did what she could. She filed the lawsuit against him. Her attorney was quoted saying what appeared from the outside to be an unremarkable pediatric dentistry practice on the inside was a house of horrors where the most defenseless members of our society, indigent children, are regularly assaulted.
House of horrors is a really good way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally a
and
house of horrors.
Regularly assaulted. And it's very clear how regular it was with all of these cases coming out.
Yes, and this is literally the shit of horror films. Like, this is like, wasn't there like a horror movie?
How
like
many
a campy
people,
horror movie called The Dentist? It's
probably.
Literally this guy.
How many people have, as adults, have a fear of the dentist?
This guy right
Hello.
Here.
Hello. We've talked about it on other shows.
Yes.
Look, and these are precious
these
little
are
children.
These are poor little kids
innocent,
that are going to be traumatized.
Working on their baby teeth.
Oh, my God. The trauma.
Being so aggressive and
yes.
taking things. So even imagine if they were taking these measures and pulling all these teeth when they didn't need to and they had anesthesia.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and he's doing none of that.
That would be traumatic enough. And now these kids are living with this trauma that could last through their childhood and into their adulthood and their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So when all is said and done, Sarah's suit, she received $15,000. Or that was what she was seeking. And then with her suit, all of these other cases were coming up. And so people were becoming more and more a part of it and had joined the lawsuit. And so the lawsuit in general had more statements coming out stating that a particular child, I don't have a name, was taken to Dr. Schneider to receive 2 dental caps. Instead, Dr. Schneider gave the child 8 caps. Telling the child's parents that simply the child just needed caps.
Sure. Just needed them.
They just needed them.
What the
fuck are you
talking about?
The suit also alleged that all 8 of those caps fell off within 1 month. And the
exactly.
treatment had led to health issues, which led to the child needing to have other teeth removed.
Oh, my God.
And so many issues, like
a
downward
nightmare.
Spiral.
Guy was like on top of it when he wasn't assaulting people. He was just a terrible fucking dentist.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And a terrible human being.
Oh, God.
He's making headlines everywhere in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said.
Good.
You're seeing headlines and titles of House of Horror everywhere. The media is talking about how mentioning how he's doing these surgical procedures without anesthetic. The media showed how he was attacked outside of his practice by a mother after he was exposed. That
yep.
mother was Brandy.
Uh-huh. Good.
Fucking Brandy.
Good girl.
Love
yeah,
you.
Brandy.
I want her on the show.
Yeah. Can we interview you, Brandy?
I gotta find her.
Honestly.
So all of this is going on. He's facing multitude of lawsuits. His office is being picketed. The parents group that was doing the picketing, they're mm-hmm. called the Mad Moms.
Yeah, Mad Moms.
I'm like,
moms.
I would title that the fucking Mad Moms, honestly, or something else more enraging.
Right.
But they were the Mad Moms. And so they were just starting to really, like, hound down on this man publicly and in the courtroom.
Good.
So Brandy on her own was pursuing her own medical malpractice suit against him. And it was during this that Brandy's lawyer said that he, in the last 5 years, had received $4 million in Medicaid reimbursements.
$4 million in Medicaid.
In Medicaid.
Reimbursements.
Correct. And like I said in the beginning, Medicaid doesn't really pay shit.
Exactly.
I could have, at my current setting, I could have two patients who have clinically the same things. Mm-hmm. And one is Medicare and one is Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And from Medicare, we could be receiving over $600 a day for that person. Mm-hmm. If this patient is Medicaid, probably $180.
Exactly.
Like, that's the stark difference.
Yeah.
And so you're not getting rich off of Medicaid.
No.
For him, from Medicaid alone, to get $4 million is unreal.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And that's what he's profiting. Forget what he's spending on all his poor dental
practice.
Literally
just
stuff.
His profit. That's insane.
So now, because of these lawsuits and whatnot, and the media, we're finally getting actual authorities involved, and they're starting to launch their own investigation, which is what we wanted from the very beginning.
Yep, that's what we wanted.
The attorney Gus Saris, who was representing a bunch of the families, was talking about how Medicaid paid him per tooth. So according to this attorney, Schneider was stated, so can I cap a tooth twice? Sure. Can I then pull it? Yes. Can I then successfully obtain benefits for all three? Absolutely.
What a douchebag, right?
Like, so he's getting paid just three times for one freaking tooth.
Just to take advantage of people.
And to put each of the children through that each and every time.
Absolute hell.
Yeah. It was also alleged in one of these, so I had that, you know, when we're describing what the children are coming out like from the offices with cuts and bruises and the unnecessary extractions and whatnot, some of the children were also saying that he allegedly, and I'm clarifying allegedly because, you know, we'll find out further as we go on, but that he allegedly wore scary costumes while treating the children.
A literal house of fucking horrors this is.
And then, while wearing them, said to the children, your mother will die if you tell her what happened.
What kind of an utter fucking shitbag would do this to kids that are 2, 3, 4, and 5 years old?
I can't even imagine being that child in the chair.
Like, what the actual fuck?
Hearing that if you talk about any of this, your mother's going to die.
Are you kidding me?
While he's wearing a scary freaking costume.
Like, that would haunt, like, just hearing about that haunts my fucking dreams as a grown-ass adult.
Yeah,
same. Are you kidding?
Same.
That's literally the stuff of my nightmares. Mm-hmm. I just, these poor kids. These poor kids have to live with this trauma forever.
So when the story was coming out, one of the families that came forward was a patient of Dr. Schneider's about 15 years prior. Amy Brown had taken her son Kyle to his office in 1995. So I think at this point it was almost 20 years prior. He was 5. And so Amy took him to get a cleaning.
A cleaning.
And instead of getting a cleaning as planned, Schneider shaved down several of his teeth and gave him silver caps without her permission.
What the fuck? And there's no informed consent.
There's no informed consent. There was no reason for the procedure. He was going in for a cleaning. I mean, really. Have you ever been in for a cleaning and then they're like, I'm going to pull this tooth right now?
Hell
like,
no.
No.
Absolutely not. That's assault.
And his mother, Amy, states that when he came out, his mouth was cut open and he had bruises.
Oh my God.
His lips were swollen and he was choking on the blood from crying.
Oh God. That does not get easier to hear the second time. That is so sad. Oh my God. These poor kids.
I've been researching this stuff now for weeks at this point.
Jesus, and it's, how do you...
And it's not getting any easier.
Nope.
This reminds me of, you know, so when we recorded this the first time and you said, so were you ready for this? And I said, no, because I don't want to talk about this dude. Oh my God. Like, I want to get this over with and be done with him.
And we're doing it twice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This is why I was saying the karma.
I'm sorry.
Show. So Amy filed her own lawsuit. And from insurance, she got a settlement of only a merely $7,500.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Nope. Really, no amount of money is enough.
No amount of money is enough.
I would want this guy dead.
He should fry. He should fucking fry.
So with everything that was coming out, the multitude of lawsuits, the attorney investigation now, the public eye and everything that's going on in the headlines, he closed his practice in May of 2015. So this is like 5 to 6 months after, his initial visit with Brandy Motley, who brought everything to the forefront.
Okay. Goodbye.
He voluntarily, so nice of him, relinquished his dental license in Florida while his investigation was going on. He just says, here,
charitable.
Let me be nice and I'll voluntarily just like step away.
So charitable.
He was finally arrested later in 2015 charged with 11 counts of Medicaid fraud, one count of scheme to defraud, and performing procedures without parental consent, as well as unauthorized claims for reimbursement to Medicaid. He was booked and released on $110,000 bond, and at this point, when the charges were filed, he potentially could have faced 19 years in prison. Up to 19 years in prison.
Still not enough.
Now, before I kind of talk about this person, I have to bring up, we haven't mentioned it yet, but part of like what I had found when I was researching was a video. Mm-hmm. We're not going to link it.
Oh, the video.
If you decide that you want to watch it, that's your decision. It's about a 35-second video of a child getting a dental procedure from Dr. Schneider that is recorded by a mother.
It's outrageous.
As a mother, I don't know how you could have recorded that without wanting to
intervene, rip
him away from your child and punch him in the face. But as also covering this, it's like, okay, that was also part of like what brought this to light. Because it was a recording of, at that time, a mother that was actually in the room.
Yes.
And what he's still doing.
Exactly. So it's a really good thing that she did.
Yes.
I don't know what I would have done in the moment.
And
I don't
part
know.
Of the, no, neither do I. And part of the questions that come up is the people that worked in his office. Like, what did they do about it? Did they stop him?
Yes.
And in the video, you see his dental assistant, who I'm about to speak about, assisting him in the procedure.
Right.
And she's not speaking up. She's just working alongside of him. So she gets, arrested.
Good.
So she gets arrested. This is Latosha Bevel Hillsman. She's his dental assistant. And she's wanted for Medicaid fraud, practicing dentistry without a license, and child abuse. She faces potentially up to 15 years of prison and 15,000 in fines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting to me why she gets a child abuse charge, but not Dr. Schneider.
Well, exactly.
You know,
I
don't know who's leaving the handprints on a neck and whatever else, but this, you know.
But still.
Yeah. So it apparently comes from a specific instance. It was coming from an extraction, which is a tooth being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's claimed on the affidavit that she walked up to a father and child who had returned to his office for treatment. Without warning, she yanked the tooth from the boy's mouth and did nothing to try and stop the bleeding afterwards. The father says in the document that she simply walked away after pulling the tooth and that he was left sitting in the father's lap at the time. Just went up, pulled it, walked away.
Can you imagine getting a fucking tooth just yanked out of your head with
no
warning?
No. I've had one tooth pulled while I was awake.
Yeah.
And I mean...
And we had anesthesia. Ugh. I mean, this happened without anesthesia, correct?
Yeah.
So, there's your practicing dentistry without a license.
Correct, because she cannot.
She cannot do that as a dental assistant.
No.
And, secondly, what the hell? What are you
doing? There's your child abuse.
There's your child abuse. so infuriating.
So in May of 2016, Bill Shepard is the attorney for Dr. Schneider. He submits two affidavits to the court from different medical professionals stating that Dr. Schneider simply has some form of incompetency, challenging whether or not he can actually stand trial, and that they state it's due to dementia or Alzheimer's. I mean, the prosecution's like, no fucking way.
Yep.
I don't think so. We will have our own independent psychiatric evaluation.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Umesh Matre, I'm a butcher in names, examined Dr. Schneider, and he was picked independently. And somehow this doctor said that he was incompetent.
That's devastating for the case, right? Yeah.
So he's being told that he is incompetent. And I guess what can happen is if someone's found incompetent to stand trial, like, everything's paused, everything's on hold, you stop.
Everything just stops.
And I'll kind of explain what goes on with the incompetency, but it all stops and you can reevaluate periodically. Is it an acute reason why he's incompetent? You know, is he traumatized from the stuff that's happened that he's not understanding? Or is it dementia and Alzheimer's, which obviously is not going to get better?
That's not going to get better, right.
So they periodically checked throughout the years if he was competent to stand trial, and he was not. And finally, February 26th of 2018, so we're at almost 2 years of trying to battle whether he's competent or not. After that time, on the February 26th of 2018, the state of Florida dropped all charges against him. Every single one. All the charges were dropped against him.
That's so shitty for all those families, dude.
They were never able to justify if he was actually competent. He was just by the physicians, and every time reevaluated, he was incompetent to stand trial. This makes me beg to question, how the fuck are you practicing dentist and doing that, but yet you can't stand trial?
But suddenly you're incompetent to stand trial. So, I mean, I know that he had relinquished his license, and there's possibility that in that short term, his, you know, maybe his dementia or what have you could have progressed to the point where he was no longer able to really comprehend
basically almost a year by the time he relinquished his license to when he was standing trial.
Exactly.
So I kind of looked up like incompetency to stand trial. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Because this is the first case like that we're basically covering where there is no trial.
Right.
Because all the charges have been dropped.
Exactly.
Right? And it's just like, okay, what the hell is this about? So you can refer in a criminal court. The competency refers to a defendant's ability to proceed and participate in the various stages of trial.
Right.
By law, they're found incompetent to proceed if they do not understand the charges and allegations against them, comprehend the possible penalties, understand the adversarial nature of the legal process, have ability to disclose to an attorney pertinent facts that would aid in their defense, exhibit appropriate courtroom behavior, or have the ability to testify relevantly. And the relevant Florida states that they have to have the mental competence to proceed and that they're incompetent to proceed within the meaning of this chapter if they do not have sufficient present ability to talk with their lawyer with a reasonable degree of rational understanding. So if they have no rational or factual understanding of the proceedings against him or her, then they are found incompetent.
Right. And that would make sense if he indeed, you know, had Alzheimer's or dementia or some
right.
form
it's
of
so
dementia.
Complex for you to understand.
Yes.
However, he's telling, and like I've stated before, he understands the complex process that he's paid per tooth, and every time he recaps it and then pulls it.
So
like
exactly.
That's complex.
That's
so like
complex.
When did this change?
Exactly.
When was he competent to practice dentistry and make these terrible decisions
and scar people
for life? Whether or not he used anesthesia on these children?
Oh, doesn't
he
even
made
matter.
The terrible decisions as mm-hmm. a dentist.
Yes, he did.
To
and
do
he
those
was a
things
terrible dentist
and to fraud Medicaid
and a horrible person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, when he was found incompetent, everything was a halt is was halted. If the competency is restored in a person, the defendants can return to court and the case can resume. But that never happened for him, and that's why everything was dropped.
It's so upsetting.
And then in August of 2017, so this is before all of Schneider's charges were dropped. Latosha, the assistant, mm-hmm. in August of 2017, her charges were dropped. And I'm like, okay, well, this was before his. So I didn't really understand. I'm like, well, what? But I'm assuming at this point in 2016 is when he was first found incompetent. So were they losing her case and not able to pull things together if he's a key eyewitness?
Right. It was just the two of them in the room. It was just the two of them
in the room. And if they needed his case to, you know, to be able to prosecute her, but yet he's incompetent, do they not have enough to go, you know,
to charge her? So they have no physical evidence. Right. Right. Oh, that's so annoying and upsetting.
So at this point, even though he did not get to have his trial and found guilty or innocent, that's why I reiterated that everything was alleged because he was never found guilty.
Right.
He lost his license, his practice, his office and his home were foreclosed on.
Good.
He had no wealth left.
Good.
And he had left Jacksonville. It's commonly said that justice is spelled one way, but defined many others.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading an article where it said the families of victims wanted to see a criminal conviction, but won't. No plea bargain, no explanation. It's all sad, but they saved other families. So that's
exactly.
justice.
They did.
And I'm like, they saved other families, which is wonderful
yes.
and amazing, and stopped him from doing this to who knows how many other
to
children.
Hundreds, maybe.
But that's
other
not
kids.
Justice.
No, it's not.
No.
No, that's doing the right thing, but they never get justice. Their
no,
children.
They do not get justice for their own children.
Who probably are scarred for life from what this creep mm-hmm. did to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll never, ever have closure for that. They'll never have justice. They'll never know that this guy who totally mutilated their kids is behind bars.
Nope.
I can't imagine.
So in going some of my stuff, I found an old Facebook group called Parents Against Dentist Howard Schneider.
Uh-huh.
And one of the posts that really stuck out to me, my son went to the dentist right across the street from Dr. Schneider's office 2 weeks ago. They told me I couldn't go back in the room with him. Just FYI to other parents, don't ever let them tell you that.
Exactly.
I didn't know my rights, and I'm horrified seeing all of this about this dentist. But I'm thankful for the platform it has provided to parents in Jacksonville and all over to realize their rights.
Exactly.
The dentist and care available to underprivileged families and children on Medicaid is extremely limited, and it is frustrating and sad. A lot of parents feel like they have to get the care at these places, even when they feel uncomfortable, because there isn't anywhere else to go. I hope this changes soon. On another note, my son just had a cleaning, but I asked them to pull one of his loose baby teeth because he fell on it 2 years ago, and it was turning a weird color because of lack of blood flow and oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want it to get infected. Anyways, the dentist told me he would try. They didn't hold him down, didn't try and restrain him in any way. He just asked him to stay still so he could administer the anesthesia, which my son didn't stay still. He's only 4 and got scared seeing the needle.
Of course.
When my son started squirming and jerking, he was like, okay, never mind. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt him if he jerks at the wrong time. And I'm thankful he said that and did that. They told me since I have Medicaid that I had to try Dr. Schneider since he had the gas, the nitrous oxide.
Right.
I ended up not making the appointment yet, and I'm so glad I didn't. I feel like I dodged a bullet with my son
100%
when all these stories came out. Praying something is done to put this man out of business for life at the least, and I believe he should serve serious time for the abuse. Just because he's a doctor doesn't make him any better than other child abusers out there.
No, it does not.
If anything, he should be handed a harsher sentence because of the greater responsibility he had to
exactly.
take care of children, and he clearly spat in the face of that responsibility.
And the interaction that she describes between the dentist that took care of her son.
Right.
Where he, you know, did what he could to try to get this tooth out, but it wasn't a critical thing. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to push it, and he certainly didn't want to injure the child.
Mm-hmm.
So he backed away and said, you know what, I can't do this. That is how this should be. That is
absolutely
the interaction.
Absolutely.
That it should
but
be.
But again, because of our lovely healthcare system and in the insurance she had,
exactly,
she now had to change providers.
Exactly. Oh, it's
isn't that
so
such
infuriating.
Bullshit? She could have stayed with the same provider if
yes.
she didn't have Medicaid. He could provide the type of service that he needed.
Right.
Yeah.
So sad.
The last that I could find, as of 2018, Howard Schneider was living in St. Simons, Georgia. And I think I estimated that he's currently 85. I hope
wow.
he's 85 and miserable.
I hope he's literally living in the fresh hell that is Alzheimer's dementia.
A long, agonizing, painful golden years.
Yep.
Like, I don't want any brightness for him.
He deserves way worse than that, but
of course.
That's all we can hope for at this point.
He deserves what Burke got.
Yep.
He deserves
sure
all of his teeth
he
pulled out with no anesthesia
exactly.
and all that. Yep.
That's exactly what he deserves.
So even though all this stuff was going on, the children were not the only ones that he affected with the children and the families.
Right.
It just so happened that there was a current open dental office in Huntington, New York, of Howard W. Schneider.
This poor guy.
I have in all caps, this is not the same dude.
This poor man.
He is the victim of a mistaken identity nightmare. He was getting calls and threats to his office, and they got so bad that his employees would answer the phone saying, "Hello, this is Dr. Howard Schneider's office of Huntington, Long Island," not of Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
He also responded with some nasty messages that he was receiving online and saying, "Thank you for writing. This story is not about me. We don't do things that way." And as I'm like finding
guy.
About this poor guy, I'm like, dude, if I was you, I would change your fucking name.
Change your
and I
name.
Can't believe you have his same name, but you're also a dentist.
And also a dentist.
I'm like, oh my gosh, of all the shit luck.
God, that poor guy. Please, everybody, leave that man alone.
Yeah, he's probably a nice guy.
He's probably really nice.
I'm sure he's nice.
I'm sure he's great at his
over
job.
There on the Long Island.
I'm sure he's a wonderful dentist.
Any Long Island people out there, have you been to him? Is
yeah.
he a nice dude?
I'm sure he's nice.
So Howard Schneider may have been the first dentist that brought this sadistic behavior to the forefront, but he is so not the last.
Oh.
And when I was just giving certain bits and pieces to just people saying, oh, like our next episode's about this guy and he's a douchebag of a dentist. They were like, oh, is that the guy from so-and-so? From like here, our
yes.
location.
Yes.
Is that the guy from here? And I was like, no.
No.
What are you talking about, a guy from here?
Yeah.
And so then I did a quick Google and I was able to find a newspaper article from
did
our local
Google.
Newspaper. And holy hell, we have our own Dr. Schneider like here.
We pretty much do. And it's horrifying to
and
think about.
I didn't go through, I'm not going to state his name because I didn't do full research, right? Mm-hmm. Like I did in this case.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard that this dentist is in jail. But again, you know, you and I don't go into specifics about like local stuff,
right.
but to just like hear some of these things that I caught from
back up
to hear some
there.
Of these things that I got from social media about this dude, I'm like, oh, fuck you, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just makes it even sad. Like this office is probably what, 10 minutes from here?
Literally 10 minutes yeah. from here.
So just ugh. A few social media things to wrap up our lovely night mm-hmm. of this whole dentist story. And then we're moving on. If this doesn't save, we are not doing it a third time.
If this doesn't save, I will cry.
We are moving on from Howard Schneider.
If this is not save, I quit.
So some of the social media stuff that I found about this local doctor was 12 years ago, he strapped my kid down when she wasn't staying calm, and then he capped her back teeth. I thought he was filling first cavity ever. She came out with all capped teeth missing.
Jesus.
Half a cheek bruised from ripping tape off of her mouth.
Oh.
She got infection on cheek from so much skin loss.
Oh.
Ruined her childhood smile. All for money. He deserves to be behind bars. I saw a lawyer in town, and he said I would have to bring her to a dentist outside the area and pay out of pocket. to prove that she didn't need this. I was like, she was 2, no x-rays were taken, she still has a scar.
Oh, God.
Another That's family awful. Says, same here, put our premature 2-year-old at the time on a papoose board, which I looked up and it seems to be some, like, restraining board device.
Oh, my God.
Almost similar to, like, a stretcher looking with the C-collar. And
yes.
Strapped down without parental permission. She was screaming, I could hear her, and they wouldn't let me go back to her. I went later to get her records and she was with me. She collapsed at the door crying and scared, and crying, scared to death of going back in there. We had a hard time getting her to trust and go to the dentist again.
So it's so hard because in all of these stories, you know, you've heard echoes of people saying, like, I know it was weird that they didn't let me go back there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know it didn't feel right. That's the common thing
for these. Yeah.
Trust your gut.
Uh-huh.
It should, you know, you should never have your kid taken away from you for some sort of medical procedure unless it's in a sterile environment like an operating room. Mm-hmm. And even then.
Well, so that brings to almost a year ago.
Yes.
My son, whose birthday's tomorrow. So about a year ago, he had to go to the OR.
Yeah.
And I, as a mom, I was just like cuddling him, my little 1-year-old, and just like, oh, he had to go under anesthesia. And they asked me, they said, do you want to go to the OR with him and until he's asleep? But they warned me about what would happen when he's asleep, like how I would see him change under
you're
the anesthesia.
See his eyes roll back.
And I was like, I can't do that. But my husband was there.
Yes.
And so he went with him. But we felt so comfortable. Like, they told us, you can go with him to assure he's asleep, he's under anesthesia, and then we'll have you go.
And you mentioned, too, that there was a whole person whose job it was to
she
go back
was the,
and forth.
She was the, like, a pediatric family advocate. So that was her whole job, was to coordinate between the families and the children that were in the OR that day.
Such a stark difference
to
when it's from when it's done right, like that, to when it's done so horribly wrong. So parents, listen to your gut.
Absolutely.
And I don't, you know, I'm not judging these people at all because I have no idea what I would have done in the moment.
No.
But, it, you know, to me, that would not have felt right.
Right.
In the moment. And I'm sure to a lot of them, it did not feel right in the moment. So, you know, just trust
your
gut.
And after doing this, I think my children's next cleaning is like September, November. Mm-hmm. And I mean, our pediatric office is wonderful, but now I'm just going to be like on high alert when we go in there.
Well, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
God, so upsetting. Those poor kids. It just, it kills me.
I feel awful.
Rips my heart out.
I'm glad he's not practicing.
Thank
but clearly,
Lord.
He's not the only one. When I just gave those few examples about our local dentist that, I mean, again, that's alleged for this person because I didn't do research on him. It was just like a quick little Google thing.
Right.
But, yeah, certainly, certainly not an easy case to discuss twice, no less.
Oh, my God, that was brutal.
But it's really important because.
Yes.
It could help prevent some families that might be uncomfortable if they're, you know.
Exactly, so. Exactly.
Oh. Thank you for listening. We apologize for being a day late.
Yes.
Thank you for hanging in there with us.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you, Devin, for going through this a second time.
I ain't doing it a third.
This was hilarious.
Listen, Tansler, if you're haunting us, I'm done, dude.
It was definitely Carl Tansler.
He's pissed about that meme that was posted.
This is my emotional support corpse.
You're making me fun of me for my emotional support corpse, and this is what I'm going to do to fuck with you.
Carl Tansler haunts this pod lab. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be okay.
But you can also check us out on Instagram at Med Crimes Podcast.
If you want to see that sweet meme, it's pretty funny, and I'm keeping it up. Send us a Twitter at Med Crimes PC.
You can search us on Facebook at Med Crimes Podcast.
If you wish to become a Patreon, you can visit www.patreon.com/medcrimespodcast.
If you got anything you want to ask us, say to us, crazy stories, please email us at medcrimes@gmail.com.
We want to hear from you. We love hearing from you.
We love hearing from everybody.
Toodaloo, stay safe.